to it. I want this place spotless by the time your father gets back from the airport with your cousin.
Mom, Clarence is a teenager like me. We're comfortable with clutter.
I know. I've seen your room.
You know, it's been too long since Clarence visited us.
He's the best.
He was one cute child.
Like me?
She said cute, not goofy looking.
You're just jealous because your cute days are over.
Well, Clarence is probably a babe madden like moi. When it came to looks, God smiled on the men in his family.
God wasn't smiling, he just had gas.
Clarence was a little angel. I wonder what he's like now.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Hi, honey.
Yo, check out the Partridge Family. What's for dinner? Milk and cookies?
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. As days go by, we're gonna fill our house with happiness.
I'd like you to meet your cousins, Judy and Richie.
Hi. Hi, Clarence.
And you know my mother, Estelle.
Hello, Clarence. And you remember Laura, Rachel, and Eddie.
Hi.
Yo, by the way, nobody calls me Clarence. It's Easy C.
Yo, Easy C, what's up?
Yoshki, broski.
Hey, Clarence. I mean, Easy C. How was your flight ski bright ski?
Stupid.
Excuse me?
Stupid means good.
Oh, yeah. Well, so how's the weather back in Detroit?
Ill.
What's the matter? You're not feeling well.
Harriet, ill means lousy.
Oh. Well, you certainly have turned out to be a handsome young man.
Word.
He says you're telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
You guys ought to get out more.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Easy, you gonna crash in my room.
A, B, C, ya.
X, Y, Z, ya.
Clarence sure has changed.
Yes, and not for the better. At the airport, he picked up 6 suitcases.
So?
So only 2 were his.
Well, Clarence's mom is having a tough time. Helen says that she thinks he's falling in with the wrong crowd, and she feels like some time away will do him some good.
Clarence is young. Let's try to be patient.
Yeah, wordski, broski-in-law. Don't ill, take a chill pill.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
That noise
sounds like bees, man.
Red alert!
The killer bee experiment has run amok. You know, we might want to close that window.
Hey, Steve, this is my cousin, Easy C.
Oh, I'm Steve Urkel.
Yo, Ski Broski.
Oh, howdy doody. Put her there.
Yo, you a serious little nerd.
No, I am a serious little nerd. You see, I use verbs. Verbs are our friends. They help move along our sentences.
Yo, E-Man, Chicago got any women?
Oh, yeah. I know all the babes. They can't keep their hands off me.
That's true. Ed Old's been slapped more times than a pinata.
You got any wheels?
Oh, well...
Ooh, I got a Boss 3-speed with a banana seat and a sissy bar.
Hey, it's no problem, Easy. I can always borrow my dad's car.
That hoopty he drove me back from the airport in?
Oh, well, that's all we have.
All right, get it for tomorrow night. We'll cruise for Hotties.
What? Hotties? Hotties in a hoopty? Five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a hottie in a hoopty.
Yo, I gotta go check out the hood.
Hey, I'll go with you.
Man, I don't need no chaperone. Oh, shoot. I'm down to my last smoke. Yo, E-Man, you think you could spot me a 20?
Oh, man, I only have 10.
That's cool. You can owe me the rest. ABC, ya.
Peace in the Middle East.
Rain in Spain.
Is he cool or what?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Not.
Winslow, thank you so much for babysitting for us again tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to do it.
You know, you have the patience of a saint. You've been sitting there for hours helping the kids put that puzzle together.
It has nothing to do with patience. There was gum on the J-arm stuck.
So, what are you guys going to see at the dinner theater?
Bye Bye Birdie.
More like Hello Rubber Chicken.
Noble chin, wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin, spread sunshine all over the place, just put on a happy face.
Now I've got a happy face.
I'm living in a cultural vacuum.
Yo, check it out.
Ooh, looking good, fellas. What are you up to tonight?
We gonna cruise the hood shot. Check out the hottie shot. Drop the beach shot. You know.
Hey, well, we going to the theater, bang. Gonna get some chop, boom. And then we gonna dig some vibes. Kablooey.
Rachel, come over here and sit in my chair.
Oh, Dad, can Clarence and I borrow the car tonight?
No can do, son. Your aunt and your mother are dragging me to the theater. Besides, didn't I tell you last night that you couldn't use the car?
Yeah, but we really need it. We're going cruising for chicks.
Oh, cruising for chicks, huh?
Yeah.
Forget it.
But then how else are we supposed to pick up babes?
Do what your father used to do. Take the bus and beg.
Hey, it works.
Yo, this is whack. Your pops won't even let us use his gremlin. Yo, but who needs his hoopty anyway? You have an old car, you get an old woman.
Well, a buddy of mine has a pickup truck, and maybe he'll let us ride in the back.
Wow, maybe we can get some cows and chickens, too.
Sorry.
Word, I got to do everything around here. Yo, I'll get us a ride. And yo, E-Man, if you're gonna hang with me, you better get with the program.
Where's your rude and unpleasant cousin?
He took off on his own.
I'm good. Hey, let's you and me go to the observatory. It's BYOB night. Bring your own binoculars.
Yo, E-Man. Ready to roll?
You got a car?
Did I get a car? Yo, check it out.
Hey. Hey, what's he talking about? Where's he going, huh? Yowzer!
Ta-da!
Man, that baby's gorgeous!
Yeah, and it's fully loaded.
Surprise!
And he brought Hooters!
That's Hottie, Steve. Man, this is unreal!
Joe, this ride is hype. We'll be cruising in style.
Man, where'd you get the girls?
At a bus stop. We're taking them home. Eventually.
Hi, I'm E-Man.
I'm Anisha. And I'm Halana.
And I'm appalled.
Yo, chill out. They're sensitive.
Okay, Mr. Easy, where did you get this car from, and don't you tell me Detroit.
I use the world-famous Easy C valet parking scan. Put on a red jacket and a tie, stand in front of a fancy restaurant, and bam! You got yourself a serious ride.
And bam! You've got yourself 10 years in the slammer.
You stole this car?
Not stole, borrowed. Look, the dude goes in to eat, we joyride for 2 hours. When the dude comes out the restaurant, we have it parked at the curb. To top it off, he gives us a $2 tip.
I don't know, man.
Don't do it, Edo. Listen to that little voice echoing inside of you. It's wrong, wrong, wrong. It's wrong, wrong, wrong.
Yo, home nerd, chill.
Look at those girls, Steve. They're real pretty. And I'm so lonely.
What's it gonna be, E-Man?
I'm getting in that car, Steve.
Oh, no, what the same hell are you doing?
You're coming with us. That way you can't squeal.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere with you. I mean it, you ruffian. I'm paying me a number of the consequences. Let the record show that I am being forcibly abducted, and you hotties are witnesses. Why, look, look! As sure as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, this is a ride to damnation!
Steve, will you relax? Clarence has everything under control. Besides, this is a little joy ride. What could go wrong?
Get yourself all worked up. We haven't heard Eddie's side of the story.
She's got a point, Dad.
Eddie's side? Harriet, he stole a car. He has no side.
He's got a point, Mom.
All right, inside, you two. Come on. Keep it moving, Mr. Backwards Hat. Winslow. Ma'am. Little ma'am.
Hello, Lieutenant. Thank you for bringing them home.
Sure, sure. I dropped the nerd off next door at the nerd house. His parents were very upset.
Why? Because he was in jail?
No, because I brought him back.
Ah.
Listen, I had a little chat with the owner of the stolen vehicle. He's willing to drop the charges.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank you, Lieutenant. I owe you one.
Yeah. And it's a really big one, too. Good night, Sergeant. Ma'am? Little ma'am? Punk?
All right. Easy C.
Let me... I'll talk to Clarence. You talk to Eddie. If you're going to kill somebody, it should be a close relative.
You, kitchen. Ben.
That's right.
So what do you have to say for yourself? I'm surprised. After all you've done, you ought to have a whole lot to say. You know what really bothers me, Clarence? You took Eddie and Steve with you. Now, if you want to mess up your life, then that's your problem. But when you mess with me and mine, you're in big trouble. Swagger in here with your cigarettes and your arrogant attitude, and you think you're so cool. Well, let me tell you something. You're not cool, Clarence. Cool is respecting yourself and the people that care about you. Cool is knowing the difference between right and wrong. And when you make a mistake, having the courage to admit to it. That's what cool is, Clarence. Clarence, are you sorry about any of this?
Yeah, I'm sorry I got caught.
Okay. I've given you every opportunity. Get upstairs and pack your bags, you're going home.
What? You bluffing?
No, I'm not. Get upstairs and get your stuff, Clarence. I'll call your mother and tell her you're on the way.
Fine. I'll need you, cousin.
Edward, I can't... Of all the stupid, I just can't...
Go ahead, Dad. I deserve it.
Yes, you do. Now, first of all...
I can't believe what I did. It was like, who is that person? I actually let Clarence convince me that we were only borrowing that car.
Well, it wasn't borrowing.
It was stealing.
Dad,
I thought Clarence was so cool.
Yeah, well...
But he's not cool. I mean, nobody looks cool in handcuffs.
You're right. Now, Edward, if you
I'm so disappointed in myself. I let myself down. And worst of all, I let you down.
Well, that's right.
Thanks for the lecture, Dad. I really learned my lesson.
Well, I'm sorry I had to be so rough on you.
Hey, I deserved it.
Hold it. We're not through yet.
There's more?
Oh, much more.
Uh-oh. You gotta ground me?
No. You'll be going out a lot.
I will?
Oh, that's right, Mr. Loves to Drive. You're going to be volunteering your services every Saturday for the next entire year for the Meals on Wheels program.
Every Saturday?
Rain or shine, starting bright and early, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
But that's only 5 hours from now.
Well, you better get some rest then. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How'd it go with Clarence?
It didn't. Carly was like talking to a brick wall. We're gonna have to send him home. How could Eddie do something like that?
Well, honey, he was up against some powerful temptation. Fancy cars and pretty girls. And he wanted to look cool. Those things are hard to resist.
You're right.
I think he knows what he did was wrong. And he's genuinely sorry that he did it.
And that's something to be grateful for. I guess we did a few things right.
Sweetheart, Edward is a good kid. We did a lot of things right.
What do you want, Steve?
Oh, I'm so ashamed. I've been in jail. I'm an ex-con.
Get a grip, Steve.
I can't. Do you know how long it's been since I've seen a woman?
About an hour.
Oh, kiss me, Laura. Remind me I'm a man.
I got a better idea. Why don't I remind you where the door is?
It's so good to be back. Oh, let me tell you, Laura, I have been scared straight. I met a man in jail who had a tattoo of a battleship.
So?
It was on his tongue.